Okay. Good evening. This week is Parshas Noach, and it's also Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. The Parsha of Noach is always read in the month of Mar Cheshvan, either right at the beginning, this is the earliest that it could fall out, because Bereshis was the right after Simchas Torah, or sometimes a few days into Mar Cheshvan. But Parshas Noach is definitely the Parsha that is associated with the month of Mar Cheshvan, just as Bereshis is always read in Tishrei at the end, but it is always read in Tishrei. As we know, Bereshis stands for Aleph B'Tishrei. So too, Noach is always read in Mar Cheshvan, which is the month in which a major transition takes place. We're going from Tishrei, from a month of Yom Tov, Yerach HaEsanim, a month in which we were in the confines of Kedusha, so many Yomim Tovim, so many mitzvahs, so much tefillah, so much Torah, and now into a month which is referred to in Navi as the Yerach Bul, the month of decay, the month of the trenches. The fields begin to look like mounds and trenches because of the rain season, Yerach Bul, but it is also a month in which there is no Yom Tov, a seemingly simple, boring month, or as we would say, a dry month, although it is a rainy month, is the month of rain. Mar also means droplets, Mar Medali. And this parasha, Parashas Noach, this Shabbos, when we read about the Mabul, and we read about Noach, and we read about the Dor HaFloga, this is the parasha that takes us into the month of Mar Cheshvan. And definitely, this is the parasha, as we spoke in previous years, that gives us the guidelines, the directives, how to make this transition. And that one should not feel that we're going down, because in Tishrei we had so many aliyahs, and now it seems that there's a yerida. But on the contrary, in this month, this is really where it counts. As we mentioned many times, it's not necessarily during the great uplifting times that we're being challenged. We're being challenged, and this is really the test to see what kind of Tishrei we had in times which are not so uplifting. Times like Mar Cheshvan. What is the connection between this parasha, Parshas Noach, and the month of Mar Cheshvan? We also find in this parasha two major events. One is the Dor HaMabul, the Mabul, the Teva, and the Dor HaHafloga, which is the story of the ones who built the tower, which from the Pashtus HaKsuvim it seems like that they built this tower to battle Hashem, which in itself sounds ridiculous. How did they really think they were going to get up there? And as Rashi says, he called her Oret Sofa Achas Udvarim Achodim, they got together and said, it's not fair that he should choose the heavens for himself, let's go up there and let's battle him. I mean, what are we talking about here? What were they, nuts? What did they really think they were going to do? And the fact that the Torah puts these two stories together, the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFloga, obviously, because they're connected, although they're really two totally different stories, two different generations, but the fact that they're in one parasha means that there's a relation between them. What is that? We find in this parasha two events that took place in the month of Mar Cheshvan. It is really very easy to find Mar Cheshvan in Noach because it is mentioned two times. At the beginning, when the Mabul starts, when Noach is commanded to enter the Teva, and at the end, when the water recedes and Noach is told to go out of the Teva. There's the Boi El HaTeva and there's Tzeimin HaTeva. Noach is told to go into the Teva and then he's told to go out of it. The day that he was told to enter, the day that the Mabul started is in the month of Mar Cheshvan. As the Pasuk says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's actually a Machloikis, but Rashi seems to follow the opinion that it wasn't Mar Cheshvan, although there is the opinion that it wasn't Iyar. And Rashi mentions it as well, but Rashi seems to stick with the opinion that it was Mar Cheshvan. The Pasuk says, Ba'chodesh Hasheni B'shiva Osa Yoim La'chodesh, in the 600th year of Noach's life, in the second month, which Rashi tells us here, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Zemar Cheshvan, on the 17th day of the month, on this day, all the wellsprings opened up, and the windows of the sky opened. Nifku'u kol maynois tohoim rabba va'arubais hashamayim niftocha v'ahi hageshem al ha'oretz. So it starts in Mar Cheshvan. It was called the Mabul, in the month of Bul, the month of Yerach Bul, which according to some opinions, that's why Mar Cheshvan is called the month of Bul, Yerach Beis Vav Lamed, because of it's the rain, the beginning of the rain season always, even when there's no Mabul, even now. It happens to be raining right now. Mar Cheshvan is the month in which the rain season is supposed to begin, and Eretz Yisrael, they start saying, V'sein Tal Lumotor on Zion Cheshvan. This is the rain season. And that is the day in which the Mabul started. Now, for that reason, many say it is called the Yerach Bul. But if we go a little further on in the parasha, we see that it was all over in Mar Cheshvan as well. The Mabul lasted 40 days, and then there was another 150 days that the water continued to rage, and then the water began to recede, and it took over a year until the earth totally dried up. U'b'chaydesh Hasheni, again, b'shiva ve'esrim yoim la'chaydesh, on the 27th day of the month, Chav Zayin Mar Cheshvan, Yavsha Ha'oretz, the earth dried. And Rashi says, Nasa Grid Kehilchasa. Now it is perfectly dry. You could walk on it now, and we can start over again. Till now it wasn't possible. Even after it dried, it was still very wet and muddy, but now it's dry, and we can now go out into the world again. And therefore, right after this, says the Pasuk, Vayedaber Elokim El Noyach, Tzei Min HaTeva, go out of the Teva. Now it's time to go out. So what's interesting here is the command to enter the Teva was in Mar Cheshvan. The command to go out of the Teva was in Mar Cheshvan. It started in Mar Cheshvan, it ended in Mar Cheshvan. And that we read in this parasha, which is always read in the month of Mar Cheshvan. So there's definitely a connection between this parasha and the month of Mar Cheshvan. Why, though, was the command to enter and to exit both in Mar Cheshvan? Why was the command to enter on the 17th and the command to exit on the 27th? Everything in Torah is precise. There's no coincidences. The fact that this is recorded in Chumash, it is a pasuk in Torah Shebiksav, it's Dvar Hashem, then we can learn a lesson even from the date, even from the month, even from the fact. Although Rashi tells us that it was because it had to be a full year, and starting from Yud Zayin until Chav Zayin is a full 365 days, as Rashi says, it includes the Shnas HaChama as well, Shemishpa Dar HaMabul Shana Tamima Hoya. But the fact that we're being told exactly the date, not only of the month, but of the actual day of the month, certainly it is to teach us something. And I'm sure there are many, many interpretations. And we'll try to go through one idea here. First of all, why is the month called Mar Cheshvan? Mar Cheshvan is actually a Babylonian name. It is not mentioned in Tanakh at all. In Tanakh it is either called, as we said, Yerach Bul, Chodesh Hasheni, as it is mentioned in this week's parasha, or Chodesh Hashmini, as it is mentioned throughout Tanakh, the eighth month, because we really start from Nisan. So from Nisan, Mar Cheshvan is the Chodesh Hashmini. From Tishrei, it's the Chodesh Hasheni. There's a Torah from the Rishna, the Holy Rishna, whose Yartzeit is in Mar Cheshvan, whose Yartzeit is Gimel Mar Cheshvan, who says that the word Mar Cheshvan is from the word Merachshin. Merachshin Sifivasa, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that his lips are still moving. Merachshin means to move. In Tishrei, we were davening so much. There was so much davening, there was so much lip service. Obviously, we don't mean lip service in a negative way, but there was so much the using of the lips, so much davening, so much learning, that when Mar Cheshvan begins and Tishrei is over, our lips are still moving. Like, you know, when someone does something for a long time, it's hard to stop. And when someone talks a lot, even after he finishes talking, his mouth is still moving. In Tishrei, we were davening, we were learning, but in Mar Cheshvan, our lips are still moving. What did he mean by that? What is that supposed to mean? So what is the significance of that? That in Mar Cheshvan, our lips are still moving. So therefore what? And obviously what he meant to say is that our lips should continue to move, meaning we shouldn't stop davening and stop learning when Mar Cheshvan begins. But Mar Cheshvan, Merachshin, the Tishrei mode should continue into Mar Cheshvan. The Arizal tells us every month has a combination of Hashem's name, derived from a specific pasuk or psukim. The month of Mar Cheshvan is the combination of Hashem's name, derived from the words Udevash Hayoim Hazeh Hashem. It's a pasuk in Parshas Kisavoy. It is actually two different psukim that are connected. Eretz Zavas Cholov Udevash Hayoim Hazeh Hashem Elokecha Metzavacha. So the Arizal says the last word of the first pasuk Udevash, together with the words Hayoim Hazeh Hashem, which is Vav Hey Hey Yud. That's the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Mar Cheshvan. What does Mar Cheshvan have to do with Dvash? Tishrei is the month of honey. Mar Cheshvan is Mar, is bitter. We're entering a bitter month in contrast to Tishrei. And yet the combination of Hashem's name of Mar Cheshvan is Udvash. Hayom Hazeh Hashem. Hayom Hazeh Hashem, Rashi says, that means that every day a person has to consider Chadoshim, it's new, we start over again. Mar Cheshvan is the month to start. Tishrei is the month in which we start. Tishrei is righteous. Mar Cheshvan is like, you know, back to the grind again, business as usual. Nothing special, at least that it doesn't seem to be. The combination of Hashem for the month of Mar Cheshvan tells us otherwise. No, on the contrary. We're supposed to extend the sweetness of Tishrei, the Dvash, into the month of Mar Cheshvan. And yes, this is the month of Hischachas. We're supposed to start over and start new. And here's where it really counts. Because in Tishrei, everyone was davening and everyone was learning. And everyone was doing mitzvahs and everyone was doing tshuva. Let's see if it continues in Mar Cheshvan. Then we know that the Tishrei was a productive one. I believe we mentioned this, what the Blujever writes, the Tzvilat Tzadik, that Mar Cheshvan is the letters Roshem Nun Ches. Roshem means the impression of Nun Ches, of 58. There are 58 days, he says, in Elul and Tishrei. Elul really has 29 days. Sometimes Tishrei is always 30. So basically, the Elul and Tishrei, besides Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, not counting the 30th day, so there are 58 days. 58 days that we were doing tshuva and involved in Kedusha, in Elul and Tishrei. But how do we know if these days were really productive? How do we know whether it was just lip service? Or whether we really meant what we were doing in Elul and Tishrei? We know it in Mar Cheshvan, because in Mar Cheshvan, that's what really counts. Those resolutions that were made in Elul and Tishrei, to know if we really meant what we said. In Mar Cheshvan, that's where it really counts. If a person made up, then in the month, during this year, he's going to add a Seder in learning, he's going to daven a little better and all that. So how do we know if he meant it? Not in Tishrei, because everyone's doing it in Tishrei. We know he meant it if he continues to do so in Mar Cheshvan. So Mar Cheshvan is Roshem Nun Ches, the impression of the Nun Ches of the 58 days of Elul and Tishrei. Noyach is Nun Ches. We begin the parsha of Noyach in the month of Mar Cheshvan, Roshem Nun Ches. In this month, we see whether the Nun Ches, whether the 58 days of Elul and Tishrei were true, whether what we said we really meant. Eile Toldos Noyach. This month that is coming is the Tolda of the Nun Ches. It is the produce of the Nun Ches Yom of the past Elul and Tishrei. So when the Rishon said that Mar Cheshvan comes from the word Merach Hashem, which means moving, that the lips are still moving, he meant to say that it's not that they're moving because he was so used to it because of what he did in Tishrei, so he just can't stop, he has to calm down. No, the lips are still moving means that we are continuing to do whatever we did in Tishrei. We don't let up. As we know, the Minhagim of right after Yom Kippur to daven a little earlier to show that the Sultan shouldn't be able to prosecute and think that it was all baloney. You see, after Yom Kippur, they go back to their old ways. And certainly in Mar Cheshvan, after all the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres, and Simchas Torah, it has to continue to know if it was really real. That's one interpretation of Mar Cheshvan. And that would be consistent with the command of Hashem to Noach to enter the Teva. The Baal Shem Tov tells us, and we know everything in the Torah has its literal interpretation, and of course, the Torah is eternal. So we're learning about a story that happened over 4,000 years ago. You know, it's a very nice story and all that, and there are many lessons that we can learn from this. But the Torah is teaching us in our time, in the year Tavshin Samaches, how we have to conduct ourselves. And the Torah uses the story of the Teva and Noach and the Mabel. But obviously the lessons that are derived from this story that happened so many years ago are pertinent today. And therefore the Torah can be translated in many ways, and there are all different dimensions and many, many ways to interpret even one pasuk, and certainly an entire parasha. The Baal Shem Tov tells us that teva doesn't only mean ark, teva means word. We know that a teva is a word. So the Baal Shem Tov translated, boy el ha-teva, that one should enter into the words of Torah and Tefillah. Tzohar tasel ha-teva. Tzohar is a light, a window, according to one interpretation. According to one interpretation, it's a light. Tzohar tasel ha-teva, that you should illuminate your words. Your words should be illuminated. That when we daven, it shouldn't just be lip service. We shouldn't just be mumbling words, but there should be enthusiasm when we daven, and all the words should be counted, and it should be said properly. Boy El Hateva, says the Baal Shem Tov, enter with your entire being, like just literally, Noach had to go into the Teva and he couldn't even keep his finger outside of the Teva, would have got burnt. The Mabba was hot water. But every part of his body and everyone who entered the Teva had to enter it totally, and then the Teva was closed for the duration of the entire year of the Shnas HaMabo. Like when one goes into a mikveh, every part, even the hair, has to be immersed. Otherwise, he's not tohar. The Teva was like a mikveh. The Teva had measurements, otherwise it would not protect. The Teva was like the Beis HaMikdash, as we mentioned in previous years. Noach was like Bezalel, that's why the simon, to remember how many psukim parshas Noach has, is Bezalel, Bezalel simon. Bezalel is equal to 153, that's how many psukim there are in parshas Noach. What's the connection between Noach and Bezalel? Bezalel made the Mishkan, Noach made the Teva. They're one and the same. In the Teva there was a Hashras Hashchina, there was a tremendous Kedusha, there was a feeling of Gan Eden and Yemais HaMashiach, all the animals lived in peace and harmony, the way it's going to be in the future, Vegoza Avim Keves, the Nomerim Gedi Yerbats, which is also one of the reasons why they didn't want to leave the Teva after this was all over, as we spoke about in previous years. Bayel HaTeva would seem to fit the month of Tishrei. Tishrei is the month where we are entering into words of Torah and Tefillah. Now we're leaving that mode. We're not in the shul all day like we were on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We're not spending as much time in shul as we did on Sukkot. We don't have any specific mitzvahs in the month of Acheshvan. We're in the regular mundane week and a regular Shabbos like any other Shabbos during the year. Boyel HaTeva would fit more in the month of Tishrei. That's a month in which we're more involved in Tevois of Torah and Tefillah. In fact, as far as tell us, in this week's parasha, it says, V'atonach HaTeva V'achodesh HaShavi, that the Teva rested in the seventh month. And literally, it's not Tishrei, it's Sivan, as Rashi tells us, according to the calculation. But the Svarim say, Chodesh HaShvi is Tishrei. Normally, it's the seventh month of the year, is Tishrei. That Tanach HaTeva B'Chodesh HaShvi, that the Teva, meaning the words of Torah and Tefillah, rest in the seventh month. That's the month of Teva. That's the month of davening and learning, and exceptional mitzvahs and so on, month of Kedusha. Yet we're learning this command that Hashem told Noach to enter the Teva in the month of Maracheshva. And at the same time, we're being told, Tzemen HaTeva, go out of the Teva. Just as there are times that we have to enter the Teva, there are times that one has to daven and learn, there are times that a person has to be involved in Kedusha and be in the confines of holiness, there are also times that we are told to go out of that. Tzemen HaTeva, go out of the words of Torah and Tefillah, go into the world and affect the world and elevate the world. And both are necessary, and especially in Maracheshvan, the Tzemen HaTeva mode is really the motto of Maracheshvan, because Maracheshvan, we're leaving Tishrei, we're going into the regular mundane, especially those who work for a living. Now it's time to go back to work, now it's time to go into the, whether it's the business world or whatever it is that one is involved in, that he took a respite from in the month of Tishrei. Now in Maracheshvan, we're getting back to normal. And a Jew has to know that that's also part of Tzivoy Hashem. A Jew serves Hashem, as we mentioned many times, not only in the Beis Medrash, not only in Shul, not only in Yeshiva. A Jew serves Hashem in the workplace. A Jew serves Hashem when he's shopping. A Jew serves Hashem when he's in a car, when he's on vacation, when he's going on a picnic. Wherever one goes, he takes Hashem with him. Hashem is with us all the time. Kiyata imadi, always, no matter wherever we are, we take Hashem with us. Hashem goes with us. And so a Jew serves Hashem everywhere, whether it's Boyal HaTeva, whether it's Tzemen HaTeva. Noach is known by the name Noach because the Pasuk tells us when he was born, his father said, Zeh Yenachameinu, he is going to comfort us. He's going to alleviate things for us. Says Rashi, until Noach was born, there was no such concept as plowshares. For some reason, they didn't have it. I don't know why, but they didn't have it. Some midrashim say why, because they didn't have fingers. They had paws. Adam HaRishon did not have fingers like we have. Why? Because originally Adam was created not to do work. He was supposed to stay in Gan Eden. The work was a curse. B'zeyas hapecha toich alechem is a result of chet eitz hadas. 10 generations later, the first human being born, they must have thought he was a freak when he was born, that he was born with fingers. They must have thought that he was a big Baal Mum because his hand is full of holes. But later they realized that it was very beneficial, and as a result of him having fingers, he invented the clay hamachresha. He invented plowshares. Ad sheba noyach lohoyol hem klemach resha. They didn't have any plowshares. Hu hechem lohem. He prepared it for them. Unlike Cain, who invented, and Tuval Cain, tools of destruction, weapons of mass destruction, WMD, who Cain kills Hevel, and later on the grandson Lemech kills Tuval Cain. Tuval Cain kills Lemech, rather. And then Cain is killed. They invented, they brought to the world weapons. Noach brought to the world plowshares. As we know, the Pasuk tells us that in the future, written on the Isaiah wall, that all weapons will be turned into plowshares, into klemach resha. Klemach resha are beneficial. That's what's used to cultivate the land. Noach is referred to as the Ish HaAdama, the man of the land. He brought to the world klemach resha and made it easier. That's why he's called Noach. Zayin Achameinu. From now on, we can cultivate the land, even after, especially because the land was cursed. Aruah HaAdama ba'avurecha, as we read in the previous parasha, because of Chet of Cain and Chet Eitz Hadas, and the Chet of the earth not producing trees in such a way that the fruit and the bark taste the same, as we read in the previous parasha. The earth was cursed, and when they would plant, it would not produce what they wanted it to produce. It produces thorns and thistles, v'koitz v'da'adar tatzmiach loch, which makes planting very difficult. We have the pruning process and then removing the weeds and so on, and all that has to do with farming, which is not my field. Yet when Noach comes to the world, it becomes easier. Noach is the neshama of Mashiach, as it says in Zohar, he's the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. Noach, Yenachameinu, Menachem, he's Menachem, his people. He brings Klemach Resha to the world, which Klemach Resha is the way it's going to be in the future when the weapons are going to be turned into plowshares. But the idea of Machresha is to cultivate the earth, plowing, tilling the soil, preparing it for planting, preparing it for life. Turning earth, bland earth, plain earth, which is absolute, which is nothing, which we cannot benefit from the earth itself, but when one plants the earth, one cultivates the earth, one merits to see produce, plants, beautiful flowers, fruits, vegetables, seeds, and so on. That's what comes from planting. Marcheshvan is the month of planting. The Pasuk tells us in this week's parasha that after the Mabel, Hashem promises Noach that there will never be a Mabel again, and the world will continue to exist with all the seasons, because during the year of the Mabel there were no seasons. The world sort of was non-existent. So Rashi tells us these are the different seasons. Zera is the season of Marcheshvan. Part of Tishrei, the entire Marcheshvan and part of Kislev, is referred to as Zera. That's the month in which we're plowing and preparing for the planting season already, even though this is when the rain starts, but this is when it begins. It looks like the world is going through a destructive period. The leaves are falling off the tree. Everything seems to be dying, but in reality, it's preparation for the next planting season. So, Machresha is similar to the word Marcheshvan. Marcheshvan, Machresha, which means plowing. Marcheshvan is the month of plowing and cultivating the earth. Going out into the world and elevating the world. Dealing with the outside world. Noach dealt with the outside world. Noach was a farmer. Noach was an Ish HaAdama. And Noach dealt with the outside world. During the time of the Mabel, though, he did not. When he was on the Teva, he was in a totally different mode. He was in a spiritual, in a mood of the way we are in Tishrei, in Gan Eden. He didn't have to deal with the land at all. The Teva was like the Beis HaMikdash. There was no time on the Teva, as we spoke about once. There was no time. No one aged. It says Noach was 950 years old when he died. But the Pasuk says he was 600 when the Mabel started. He was 601 when the Mabel ended. And 350 years later, he passes away. So he should be 951. Why is he 950? Because on the Mabel, that year didn't count. There was no aging. Nothing spoiled on the Teva. On the Teva, there was no aging. Nothing spoiled. Nothing aged. Even the insects, which we know cannot live that long, and they weren't able to mate on the Teva. So how did they survive? Because there was no aging on the Teva. Just as in the Beis HaMikdash, it says, nothing aged. There was no spoilage in the Beis HaMikdash. There was no problem with space in the Teva. As the Ramban tells us, it was miraculous that all the animals, birds, rodents, reptiles, it's amazing to think that there was only one floor on the Teva, and the Teva was not that big. 300 amas long is not that long. And many buildings around here that are longer than that. And yet that one floor housed every single insect, every single rodent, every single reptile, every single animal, wild, domesticated bird that we see today had to have some sort of, some grandfather or grandmother were on the teva, even though there were only two species of the non-kosher, but just imagine, two elephants and two tigers and two lions and go on and on and on, they were all on the teva, miraculously they all fit. But you would think that when it was all over, they would be dying to get out of there, especially the animals that were caged up in an hour, for an entire year, on this teva, the stench must have been horrendous. And yet, as we see later on, they had to be forced out of the teva, hoitzei min ha-teva, remove them forcibly, the pasuk says, if they don't want to go out. Because no one wanted to go out. Moab didn't want to go out either. They were in Gan Eden. They were in the Beis HaMikdash. They were living a utopian life. It was Yemais HaMashiach. It was La'osid Lavoi. They didn't want to go out until Hashem had to tell them, no, you have to go out. Staying in Gan Eden is not a challenge. Staying in Tishrei is not a challenge. Ma'acheshvan is the challenge. In Ma'acheshvan, that's where it really counts. But on the one hand, yes, in Ma'acheshvan, there's the Tzeim in Ateva. But there's also the Boyel Ateva. One should not think that in the month of Ma'acheshvan, we just spend our time dealing with the outside world, and then, you know, Torah and Tefillah just are secondary. One has to remember, obviously, there has to be the Boyel Ateva, there has to be the Kviyas Itim LeTorah, and the davening with a minyan, and whatever we did in Tishrei has to continue in Ma'acheshvan. Boyel Ateva and Ma'acheshvan as well. But Ma'acheshvan, in contrast to Tishrei, Ma'acheshvan is the month that we go out into the world. And we elevate the outside world, and we plow and cultivate and till the soil. We deal with the machresha, which is what Noach dealt with. When Noach leaves the teva, the pasuk says, "Vayochel Noach isho adama." Noach began, according to one opinion, it means he began. According to another opinion, Rashi says he made himself mundane. Asa atzmei chulin. He dealt with the mundane, and on the teva, he was in an atmosphere of total kedusha, like we are in Tishrei. When we go into Ma'acheshvan, we have to deal with the chulim, we have to deal with the mundane and elevate it, and that's what we're here for. We're sent out of Gan Eden, the neshama leaves Gan Eden and enters this world, this lowly planet, where we have to deal with all the evil and with all the difficulties and the trials and the challenges and the tribulations of this life, but this is where it counts, this is where the challenge is. The challenge is here in Ma'acheshvan. It's merachshin, our lips are moving, we have to continue to learn and continue to daven, boyel ateva. But at the same time, it's Ma'acheshvan from the word Ma'achresha. We are plowing, we're planting, we're dealing with the earth. We're elevating the earth. What's interesting is we find at the beginning of the parasha, it says, Vatishoches ha'oretz, the earth was corrupt. Vayar lekim es ha'oretz v'hinei nishchosa. And therefore Hashem said, Ketz kol bosa b'olofonai. It is the end now of all flesh. V'hinei mashchisam es ha'oretz. I'm going to destroy them with the earth. What does es ha'oretz mean? With the earth. So Rashi says two interpretations. One is im haaretz sha'af gimul tfachim shel oimek hamachresha, that even three tfachim, three hand breaths, how deep the plowshares go under the ground, was also destroyed during the Mabul. The Mabul destroyed not only life, but it also went three tfachim down into the earth. Oimek hamachresha. Rashi uses again the word machresha, the same word that Rashi uses before, concerning Noach inventing the plowshares, because during the year of the Mabul there was no plowing, there's no machresha, they weren't able to cultivate, they weren't involved in earthly matters. I mean, the entire planet, the life on this planet ceased to exist, but Noach and his sons and those that were on the table were not plowing, they weren't involved in earthly matters. They were living a life of total kedusha. It was Boyal HaTeva. And that perhaps could be the reason why Boyal HaTeva was on the 17th of the month. Tzeim in Ateva was on the 27th. What's the difference between 17 and 27? 17 is the number equal to the word Toiv, Tesvav Beis. Tesvav Beis is 17. The Mabul started on the 17th, on Toiv Ma'acheshvan, because it could have been good, as Rashi tells us, it would have been Gishmei Bracha if they would have done Shuvah, and really it was good. Svarim tell us the Mabul is really an abundance of Shefa from Hashem. It was really a taste of the world of the future, but they weren't ready for it. They couldn't handle it. For them, it was a Mabul. Noach could have been the one who gave us the Torah. Noach was the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. If the generation would have merited, they would have received the Torah, which we know Moshe learnt in 40 days. Instead, it ended up being the Mabul, which also lasted for 40 days. The Oimek HaMachresha was destroyed. We're not dealing with earthly matters on the Teva. We're living a totally spiritual life on the Teva. That's Tov. That's good. When a person is involved in learning, when a person is involved in davening, like Tishrei, that's good. He's not dealing with the bad. He's not trying to change anything. He's just involved only in good. And that's why the command to enter the Teva was said on the 17th Tov of Ma'ar Cheshvan, because the command of Boel HaTeva, entering the words, as we said before, Teva meaning the words of Torah and Tefillah, that is associated with good, that is associated with the number 17. That happened on the 17th. The command to leave the Teva was said, however, on the 27th, which 27 is Zach, Zayin Chof, Shemen Zayin Zach. What does Zach mean? Zach means to purify. Zach means, comes from the word zichuch, birur and zichuch. Something which is good, something which is perfect, which is pure, does not have to be purified. It already is pure, it's good. But when there's so much good and bad, and when there's shamayim and oretz, and when there's so much confusion and bilbul, as we read at the end of the parasha, bovel, kisham bol al Hashem sfas kol ha'oretz, there's so much confusion, then there has to be the zichuch and the birur, there has to be the purification and the separation of bad from good, and the turning around of the bad into good, and the elevation of the mundane into holiness. That's the avoda of zach, of purification. That's why the command to go out of the teva, which is going out of the words of Torah and Tefillah, leaving the Beis Medrash, going into the world, going into the outside world, that was said on the 27th of the month, which 27 is zach, which means to purify. In Ma'ar Cheshvan, we go out into the world not to go sightseeing. We go out into the world to purify, to elevate, which is what we're here for. That's called the avoda of birurim in the Svarim. Birurim comes from the word bar, which in Aramaic means outside. That's the outside world. Bereshis, bara Elohim. There's the Bereshis, and then there's the bara. Bara means creation, but bara also in Aramaic means outside, dealing with the outside, which is in Ma'ar Cheshvan. In Ma'ar Cheshvan, we're dealing with the outside world. We're planting and we're plowing. We're dealing with the Machresha, which during the year of the Mabul, there was no Machresha, wasn't possible. Boyal HaTeva, therefore there was only Torah and Tefillah. And that's the Avodah of Tishrei. In Ma'ar Cheshvan, we're going out of that. And that we see also at the end of the parasha, the story of the Dor HaHaflaga. Obviously, this is not the literal interpretation, but one may say his own or take from the Sfarim different interpretations, even if it's not the simple interpretation, as long as we could learn something from it. And it's also true. And perhaps, we're talking about great people. These were great people. These were not simple people. Their idea of building a tower and going up to heaven wasn't just as we think they wanted to build a spaceship and go out of the galaxy somehow and reach the heavens. They knew that was impossible. What were they trying to do? They wanted to go to Shamayim. It means they didn't want to deal with the earth. They didn't want to deal with the mundane. They didn't want to elevate Arzius. They didn't want to deal with the outside world. They wanted to go to Shemayim. They said, why should Hashem be in Shemayim? We want to go there too. Meaning, he doesn't deal with the mundane, and the angels don't. We don't want to either. They wanted to live a total spiritual life. They wanted to be like today's supposed priests that supposedly separate from this world. They have nothing to do with the world. Let's build a tower. We'll make ourselves a name. We'll become great. We'll be in the heavens. We'll be like angels. But the next pasuk, Hashem comes down into the world, and their punishment is that they get scattered and dispersed throughout the world. And the name of the place where this happened is called Bavel, which Bavel is Balal, which means to confuse. Here's where the 70 nations, here's where the 70 languages originate from. Ma'ar Cheshvan is a month that we deal with the 70 languages. We deal with the 70 nations. Unlike Tishrei. Tishrei is Lashon HaKodesh, as it was at the beginning in the first part of history. Everyone spoke Lashon HaKodesh. No dealing with the outside world. Now we have to deal with all the foreign languages, with the 70 nations, with the Shivim Umos. That's why Ma'ar Cheshvan is the month of Menashe. Menashe, in contrast to Ephraim, which Tishrei is Ephraim, Menashe dealt with the outside world. Ephraim did not. Ephraim sat and learnt all day. Ephraim was in the Teva. So Ephraim learnt with Yaakov. Yaakov was his chavrus. So one could imagine how much learning was accomplished there. Menashe, on the other hand, was a statesman. Menashe was the interpreter. The pasuk calls him the Melitz. Menashe had to interpret from Lashon HaKodesh to foreign languages. Yes, you have to deal with the foreign languages. Menashe dealt with the foreign languages. Menashe dealt with the outside world. Yosef therefore believed that Menashe was greater than Ephraim. Yosef felt that Menashe should be given the Bechaira. Yosef felt that dealing with the outside world is a higher level than one who is only dealing with Kedusha, because that's a greater challenge, and if one can overcome the challenge, he reaches greater heights. Yaakov felt that avodah is not for everyone. Ephraim has to come before Menashe. One has to first go through the Ephraim mode, one has to first go through Tishrei, one has to first learn, and then afterwards go out into the world, which is really what is done today. First comes Tishrei, and then comes Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan is the eighth month. Mar Cheshvan is the Chodesh Hashmini. The Yerach bull from the word Bolal, we enter into this world of confusion, in this world of the 70 nations, which incidentally, all the 70 nations are in this week's parasha. This week's parasha, we talk about all the nations who descend from Shem, Cham, and Yefes. Shem, Cham, and Yefes are mentioned throughout this parasha over and over again, at the beginning and at the end and in the middle. Noach has three sons, Shem, Cham, and Yefes. Shem also literally means name, but Shem refers to Shem Shamayim, those who serve Hashem, L'Shem Shamayim. They're serving Hashem in order that Hashem's name should be spread throughout the world. Shem Shamayim is Ahev al Yodcha, as Chazal tell us. Cham means heat, hot. Those, the descendants of Cham, lived in Africa where it was very hot. But Cham means hot, heat, intense heat, enthusiasm, excitement, serving Hashem, doing mitzvahs, sweating when one builds a sukkah, sweating when one bakes matzahs, and so on. Serving Hashem with chamimus. Yefes means beauty, the beauty of Torah and mitzvahs. The yoifi, as we just went through the mitzvah of Esrog, the pre-Eitz Hodor, Esrog has to be beautiful. We're supposed to observe all mitzvahs with yoifi. So there's the Shem, Cham, and Yefes of Kedusha. Those are that's the Shem, Cham, and Yefes that's on the teva. On the other hand, you have a Shem Chum Yefes of Le'umah, so you have the Shem Chum and Yefes on the other side. A person who wants to create a name for himself. As we read in this week's parasha, those who built the Migdol, the Pasuk, Na'aseh Lanu Shem, we want to make a name for ourselves. Not Shem Shemayim is not what they're concerned about. They're concerned about themselves, their own name. And of course, that leads to Chum, which Chum is the Chamimus of Aveira, which is literally what happened there. Chum, you know, Chum Shimesh B'teva. Chum was cursed, Eved Avodim Yeh Le'echav. Vayar Chom es Ervas Oviv. Chom is the Balaveira. Chom is the one who has this intense excitement to sin. That's the Chamimus of Aveira of Yetzahara. And Yefes, of course, Yaftel Lekim Yefes is read in this week's parasha, which among his descendants is Yavon, Greece. Chochmas Yavonis, the Yoifi of the Yoifi Chitzaini of the Umas Ha'olam, the outside, the outward beauty, what seems to be beautiful, but it's only Chitzaini is the Yoifi. What lures people into the trap of the Yoifi, Chitzaini, leading to Chum and Shem on the other side. That's when Shem, Chum, and Yefes go out of the Teva. The Eila B'nei Noyah, Vayiyu B'nei Noyah, Hayyotzim min HaTeva, Shem V'Chum V'Yefes. Shem, Chum, and Yefes, when they go out of the Teva, when we leave the confines of Kedusha, there's the danger that it's going to turn into the Shem, Chum, and Yefes that we read about in this week's parasha. V'Nasel Anu Shem, Chamimus to do Averus. Yoifi, on the wrong Yoifi, when really it's supposed to be by Yoyled Noach Shloisha Bonim as Shem as Chum as Yofes. The Noach means the Nun Ches, the 58 days of Elul and Tishrei is supposed to produce true Shem, Chum, and Yofes. So the person should only be concerned about Shem Shamayim, Chum, Chamim is to do mitzvahs, and Yoifi of Kedusha. That's why if you'll notice at the beginning of the parasha it says Es Shem, Es Chum, the Es Yofes with an S. Later on, the word S doesn't appear. The Arachayim HaKadosh asked this question. And perhaps one of the answers, S, Shem, S, Chum, S, Yofes, means that this is the Shem, Chum, and Yofes of Kedusha that are connected to Noach. Vayoyled Noach Shloisha Bonim, S, Shem, with Chum, with your S means M, with. This is the Shem, Chum, and Yofes of Kedusha, the ones who entered the Teva. But later on in the Pasha, it talks about Shem, Chum, and Yofes leaving. There it doesn't say S, Shem, S, Chum, S, Yofes. And that's why later we read about the Chatoyim of those who originate from Shem, Chum, and Yefes, who made the Migdol, and Chum, who sins, Vayar Chum Eser Vasaviv, and out of Yefes, of course, comes Goig Magog, who's mentioned in this week's parasha. Magog is one of the children of Yefes, And that's what we see today. There are many who say that the Milchama of Gog and Magog is a spiritual war. The Milchama that we see today in our time. We're living in a time of Yefes, where everyone is only interested in external Yefi. It's all the advertising and all everything that we see today is just what it looks like on the outside. It's Yefes de la Umaze. And unfortunately, the Chum of today is outright and clear, and those who are only interested in the name for themselves. This is the Shem Chum and Yefes of the Le'umazah that we see in our time today that's out of the Teva. We have to connect ourselves with the Shem Chum and Yefes that are in the Teva, which is the Bayala Teva. And if we are connected to the Teva, then even when we go out of the Teva, we're not affected by the outside world. On the contrary, we're able to elevate the outside world. And that's the Avodah of Ma'ar Cheshvan, to connect Bayala Teva to Tzeimena Teva. Both happen in Ma'ar Cheshvan. The entering and the exiting, that means dealing with the outside world, if we're connected to the Teva, if we're connected to Tishrei, if Ma'ar Cheshvan and Tishrei become one unit of time, and if we're able to extend all the Kedusha and Torah and Mitzvahs that we did in Tishrei into Ma'ar Cheshvan, then even though we're going out into the outside world, and we're going there to use the Machresha, to use the Klei HaMachresha that Noach invented, to cultivate and to till the soil and to prepare the world, Zayreat Tzedaka is Matzmiach Yeshua, is to prepare the world for Yemais HaMashiach. As we see in this week's parasha, Noach Zeyanach Ameinu, Noach tried to bring the Olam HaTikun. He thought that he would bring the Olam HaTikun. He thought that everything was perfect on the Teva. He wasn't aware that Acham was Mekalkal on the Teva, and therefore it was not the Olam HaTikun. And finally, at the end of the parasha, was Zeichu for the revelation of Avram Avinu. Avram begins to illuminate. At the end of the parasha, we find out that Avram is born, and Avram is recognizing Hashem, and from Avram, of course, comes the Am HaNivchar, Mi Heir, Mi Mizrach. Avram begins to illuminate, and we go into next week's parasha, and we start living with Avram Avinu and Lech Lecha, and so on. And Avram begins to illuminate the world, and Avram goes out into the world, deals with the outside world, literally elevates the outside world, and brings the outside world closer to Kedusha, which is what we're commanded to do. And we should be zeichah to utilize the month of Ma'ar Cheshvan, where the real challenges are, in the right way. The Medrash tells us the chinuch of the third base Hamikdash is going to take place in Ma'ar Cheshvan, the month in which Shlomo HaMelech finished building the first base Hamikdash. The dedication for the third, not the building no one knows when that'll be exactly, but the dedication, the chinuch, the Chanukas base Hamikdash HaShlishi will be in the month of Ma'ar Cheshvan, when we'll be zeichet to the restoration of Malchus base David. Malchus base David is Begematria Chodesh Ma'ar Cheshvan, which is incidentally the month in which the rebellion against Malchus base David took place. It happened in Ma'ar Cheshvan, as perhaps we'll speak next week about. We should be zeichet to the restoration of Malchus Beis David and to Binyan Beis HaShlishi, which will be Nischanech in Ma'ar Cheshvan, and utilize all the lessons and the directives of this week's parasha in the right way, and be zeichet to Menucha, which Noach comes from the word Menucha and Nechama, and be able to deal with our everyday lives and deal with the mundane in the proper way, and take Tishrei with us, and utilize the Teva and the lessons of entering the Teva and exiting the Teva, and being zeichet to all the brachos and all the nechamos, especially this Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, and we're going to be reading the Haftarah of Ahoyah Midei Chodesh B'chadshoi, Midei Shabbos B'Shabbatoi, Yavoi Chol Basar L'Hishtachavos L'Fonai, Amar Hashem, may it be immediately, and we should be zeichet by the time that Shabbos Rosh Chodesh comes, we'll be already in the Bayis HaShlishi, may it be immediately, have a very good week.